Well done on finishing, but a blind man beat him by half an hour. Can't wait for Friday Club.
To be fair,
that, I mean, whether you, it's not a disadvantage, that, no, really, is
well,
it?
He did go the wrong way twice. He did 29.3 mile, that fucker.
He just kept going.
No, congratulations, you did it.
Did it. It was tough, but we did it.
What was the overriding feeling at the end, crossing the finish line?
Completely gone, physically and emotionally. Tears were shed.
Right.
Yeah. Gone.
When did it start getting
bad,
unbearable?
Well, no, you were right, you know, about the training. I got to 19, I were all right, but then after that, it was pure.
Like every stride, just...
Yeah. Blisters popped, legs killing. I tell you what, we had a few Friday Club listeners on the way. I reckon 5 or 6. Come on, you can do it. You should have done your training.
Getting a bollocky, you're like, fuck off.
I was speaking to my brother Sunday morning, and I was like, do you know one of the things that I'm thinking about is when Chris is absolutely fucked and people are shouting on it, be like, go on, Baldy! Yeah. And you've got to acknowledge them, you know, when you...
Last thing you want is Baldy. They call you Baldy, Baldy.
So were these people during the race who were encouraging you, or spectators?
No, spectators. No, like, but thank you. Thanks for all the support, all the Friday
and
listeners.
I'll be honest with you, I never had it, never doubted you for one minute.
I doubted myself in that last 5 miles. In fact, in that first 10 mile... I thought, bloody hell, we've got more listeners than I thought. Because it was like, Chris Brown, go on, man. Go on, Chris Brown. And then I realised it says it
plastered on,
your front, doesn't it?
Oh, so they just...
They just see my name on my chest.
But, unbelievable.
Yeah, fair
that.
Play.
We nearly signed up with the Leeds one, didn't we, Matty?
Yeah.
But I've spoke to people. I think I asked somebody and she said she'd rather go through childbirth again than do that Leeds marathon again. And I've never given birth to a child, but... Pardon?
Hilly.
I thought you said it said Haley. I
don't know what name. It's one of many. Who knows?
Yeah. To her as number 4.
Like Lou Baker over here.
Hilly. Very, very hilly, apparently.
Terrible choice of meal, though, I thought. Nando's after.
Do you know what? Well, I went for a couple of drinks after, and then one drink turns into a couple, doesn't it? So by which time it were getting late, and then it was like, I don't want to sit down. Nando's round corner.
What was your first drink?
I had 5 pints of Guinness, just stuck.
Guinness, straight off? Yeah. That wouldn't even make me top 5, I don't think. Think of how you feel when you finish a game of golf.
I know.
Oh, it's got its lager in it.
I mean, this one, I don't know where to start with this.
We've got
can I dip it in the mailbox?
Of course you can.
Well, hold on a minute, just before we start that, can I just say how outrageous John has just been nicking our tea?
I know. If the shoe was on the other foot,
I'd be out that window.
Yeah. If John offered you the menu for tea and you said, no thanks, I'm fine, and then you reach for a bit of his pizza, I think he's deleting your number.
Can I just start with this, the sentiment was there of asking, can I have the last slice of pizza? But you said it as you picked it up and put it in your mouth. You finished the sentence with the pizza entering your mouth.
See, it's just lies. It weren't the last piece of pizza, were it?
It was Chris's last.
Oh, was it?
There were 3 slices left and there were 3 of us.
Done you a favour.
He's got a calorie deficit. He's still calorie deficit.
What day is it today? Tuesday. He finished the run at 5 o'clock Sunday. He's put the fuckers back in. My words.
Kebab Monday.
Nando's and 5 pints of Guinness. Kebab Monday.
Subway lunch. Green Algae sausage roll.
Oh.
Kebab for tea.
Well, he has done you a favour.
He's not making that fucking Leeds marathon if you carry on, fatty.
Are we good though?
Oh,
really? We're all good. Have we had good weekends?
Quiet. Child heavy, so quiet one for me. I'm just trying to explain myself why I didn't come and support you again.
I was really busy as well, Sunday.
Yeah.
I think my car broke down as well, so I couldn't drive over. I didn't know where it were. I didn't have postcode for the marathon, so there's that as well.
It's all right. It's okay.
I'll go again.
I need to apologise.
Mailbox.
Yep.
What are you going in with that one?
I'll leave that to you. I'll leave that bucket to you.
There's one that's very naughty. Like,
yeah, I'm not touching that.
I can't read that.
That's John's bread and butter.
It's filth. It's absolute filth.
Bread and butter. Just.
I'll tell you what we didn't speak about last week. The QPR mascot getting sacked for being very handsy.
Yes. Did you see it?
Oh, yeah, only after you alerted it to us.
So he's been fired for flirting.
Was it a heavy flirt?
Like heavy flirting, like trying to pick up numbers and...
That's harsh.
That's just a daily occurrence for some, isn't it?
No, but I thought it was like he was getting too...
Let me have a look.
A bit groby. What was he... I mean, what was he dressed as?
So Jude the Cat. Right, here we go. QPR mascot Jude the Cat has been fired for flirting with female fans on match days, it's claimed. The Romeo in the costume was axed after being given a string of warnings telling him to stop chatting to matchgoers and get on with his job. Yet many Hoop supporters are fuming to learn their beloved talisman, who was known for his silky pitch-side dance moves, has been axed after several years of service. A source at QPR said everyone loved June. He had the smoothest moves in the league, but unfortunately, he was a bit of a smooth talker too.
Harsh that for me.
Several people complained that he was trying it on with the ladies more than cheering the lads on the pitch. He would always be dancing with them and then trying to get them to give him their numbers.
Maybe not so harsh. If people are complaining, you're going too far, aren't you?
Yeah.
Several people as well.
And, you know, if he does get the number and he's taking him out for something to eat, does he go in the costume or does he go as himself?
I mean, even
who's actually pulled the bird here? Jude.
Jude the Cat.
Who's actually pulled the bird here? Jude or the guy in it?
Can you imagine? Does that take Jude? And he's sat there and catch me.
He's like, he's putting his food up there. He's sneaking his chicken wings up the mask.
I mean, for the lady, it's a bit of a risk as well, because who knows what's in that suit? No, to be fair, he must be the smoothest of talkers, because if he's getting numbers inside...
But he's also getting complaints, Chris. I don't think he's the smoothest.
I think that's the biggest thing we need to check on board here. He's getting complaints.
Yeah.
It's not like, fuck off, Jude. People are writing in.
He's got a massive head on.
People are advising him, aren't they?
He's got a massive head on and he's still getting numbers. He's still getting digits.
Bring him back.
Justice for Jude.
Justice for Jude will start campaigning.
Fucking Deirdre back. Deirdre Rashie, let's get
Free
Jude back in that.
Judy the Cat.
Let's get Jude back at Loftus Road.
But yeah, he's been fired, poor Jude. Yeah. He's out on the streets.
The thing is, where'd you go? You know, when you go for your next interview, and like, what happened in your last job?
Yeah.
Oh, I got sacked for... I mean... I was a cat.
I got sacked for ratting.
Well, you were a cat.
This is another tragic story to end, by the way. Yes. God bless it.
Which one is it?
God bless Rover. Shit the bed.
You've got to read this. I can't read this one.
Morning, lads. A few years ago, when I was in the army, I was home on leave and had been begging the missus at the time for anal sex. She finally gave in one random Tuesday afternoon. Not on a Tuesday.
Tuesday again.
My mum had just gone out shopping, and because I shared a room with my younger brother, I thought, why not use my parents' bed for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity? Well, after a few pumps, she begged me to pull out, and as I did, she projectile shit all over my parents' bed sheets.
Come on. Do we have to eat this? When he said, what does he mean by after a few pumps?
I know, I was thinking that. Is he meaning...
Pumps as in farts or pumps as in thrusts?
Thrusts. I think thrusts. I'd like thrusts. To think thrusts.
Yeah, thrusts.
Imagine that.
After a couple of pumps. I was carrying on.
Better help than him.
God bless you, love. She, in embarrassment, went to shower. I was about to start the cleanup operation when I heard a car pull up outside. My mum had returned early. During all the commotion, our trusted family Yorkshire Terrier was wondering what had been going on. Me, thinking on my feet, I grabbed the dog, rubbed its face in the mess on the bed and told my mum the dog had gone mental and shit all over the bedroom.
I mean, thinking on his feet, fantastic. This is horrible, this.
My dad returned from... It gets fucking worse, by the way. My dad returned home from work in the afternoon and in absolute disgust took the dog to the vets to be put down due to its age and shitting on his bed. To this day, they still do not know.
Oh, it's tragic, isn't it?
God bless
tragic.
Rover.
Tragic?
Yeah.
He's been caught in the crossfire, Chris.
It's not the old, it's not the old dog's fault, is it?
No. Friendly fire.
I mean, there's a couple of things we need to address there, isn't there?
Yeah, like she might have agreed Tuesday afternoon, but if she's agreed, I think you need to wait till the weekend, don't you?
To think,
wait for a better opportunity. Aye.
I mean, I'm not well experienced in the art of bottom sex, but surely there's preparations that you need to take.
Potters and that are.
No, like, no, you need to have a
shit. Yeah. That's a big one. Have a good fucking clean out before you get going.
That's where I'm coming from.
All right.
The last thing you want is if you're backed up, you're asking for trouble, aren't you?
I thought you just meant lube up and that.
Oh, no, I'm assuming he's done that, but yeah. Have a clear out first.
See, I always wondered that, like, do you know how I'm like Frankie Vaughan when you're watching a porn film? They have any Brad Pitt knocking about.
They douche, don't they?
Eh?
They douche.
What, like a clonic type thing?
Yeah.
Do they?
That's what a douche is, yeah. It's like a squishy, and you just fire a bit of water up
there. Like when you do your blood pressure?
Yeah, basically. But you just fire water up there and clear it out. Like I said, I'm not an expert.
This is one of the most informative podcasts I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Begging me to pull out.
So you know when someone says it's more of an American term, a douchebag? That's the sack.
Is that where it comes from?
That's what it is, yeah.
Well, I never.
On that, by the way, somebody who I know, I didn't even know there was such a thing. You know, like women for cleaning the tuppies. They have like, is it Femfresh?
Right, yeah.
Is it Femfresh?
I think so, yeah.
Like a special soap for right up the tuppy and that. Well, geezer I know, he's been using it as shampoo. Gone mad. He's like... That shampoo you keep getting, it's shit. I can't get a lather with it. It's hard because it's fucking up my tuppy.
Tuppy.
Because they don't put anything in it, do they? Like the stinging and that, apparently.
Yeah, it must be like, it must be like a natural
it's
product.
Like non-chemical.
But anyway. Yeah, Tuesday afternoon. You've got to wait until a better moment than that, haven't you?
But you've got to remember, he shares a room with his little brother.
Yeah, and his mum and dad are out.
You've got to strike while the iron's
opportunity
hot.
Opportunity knocks.
Vulture, yeah.
I'm not, from his point of view, though, he's thinking, I need to pounce here because... Yeah.
She might change
her
mind.
My brother's coming back. She might change her mind. Mum and dad's going to be in.
Mum and dad's bed, man. Do you remember it? With floral bedding enough. Moving them... Fluffy pillows and that.
But what about poor Rover?
I wonder...
Mum's probably got one of them porcelain dolls.
Oh, with toilet rolls in it.
This is absolutely horrific, by the way.
Oh, hey.
What, the whole episode?
Yeah, it's only just hitting me what's happened to the dog, properly.
I know.
Yorkshire Terrier, no, I love the little pups.
What are you doing there?
Well, I'm honest, John, aren't I?
Take
it. I'm really sorry, Mum, but I've just walloped Deborah up the arse in your bed. And it's fucking... It's gone all ballistic.
I mean... To be fair, if it isn't for the outcome, he's done well.
Yeah, because
when you say what you're doing there, you know, covering his back with a dog.
I mean,
apparently her back were covered and all. She had to go and get a David Gower, didn't she?
the sheets are coming off and just going missing. And then I'll have to think on my feet.
Train spotting.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I've spilled a cup of coffee.
Yeah, something like that.
You know full well, what's a mum doing in that situation? She's saying, give us sheets. I put him at wash.
Yeah.
I wonder how long the relationship lasted after that.
I know. But well, fair play to her on a Tuesday. Genuinely, though.
Afternoon and all. She's probably not had a drink, has she?
He's back from the army.
What day are you going for? There's all kinds of different logistics here if you're talking about.
Sunday morning's not a good one, is it, if you've been out?
No.
But we know full well that Sunday afternoon's not a goer.
Yeah.
Friday night. Have a bath.
Get the douche out.
Get the douchey. Fem fresh as well.
Douche, fem fresh.
What about, have you ever used mint Radox?
The green stuff.
Oh, it's stingy, isn't it? Yeah, you don't want to be putting that up your tuppy.
Don't want to be putting anywhere near your garret, really, do you? But yeah, so he's done well to get out of that situation.
Yeah.
Apart just the dog bit in
it. Is that a sacrifice, his dog?
But to be fair, that's why the man's best friend in it.
The team.
Fuck, take me down the vets, Dad. Take me down the vets. I'll take it for you, mate. I'll take it for you.
Loyal as they come, aren't they, man?
Yeah, he's had his time, and he's 14. This doctor's dead here. He's blind. Still, he can't see, and his shit's all over the place. So he's gone. Yeah,
oh, bastard dog.
Take me down. Put the needle in. Job done.
I've told you about that dog, Sheila. Yeah. Look at the fucking state.
I said, next time it happens, it's happened. I'm going.
No, Jeff, don't. I'd say I'm going underarm. At that point, he said, are you warning up? Whoa.
He's too far in.
Yeah.
It's too far gone, isn't it?
I think you've got to.
That was the problem in the first place.
What does he say? Oh, Dad, stop right there. She's just had a shit. As I was giving her one up the bum.
that's
worse than coming up.
Could have been the other dad.
I think you've got to fall on your sword and like just take the blame.
But you've got to do it from the off. That scenario was worse.
Yeah, but when he's taking the dog, when he's got dog under arm, you've just got to say you were doing, I don't know, naked toe touches or something. It's all gone terribly wrong.
Bad, innit, that?
Rest in peace.
God bless. Rest in peace, Rover. No, not but to be fair, it's probably put her off in on sexual life and all, innit?
Yeah, and probably him as well, to be honest.
Mm, I think he'd have gone again. I keenly were first time round.
I know, but she's told him to get off because she needs
to shower. Can you imagine? Do you want to come back in? Mum and dad have gone out again. I don't know. They've nipped vets. I don't know.
Reload.
We've got plenty of time now. It's miles away to vets.
Fucking expensive as well. Hope he's took his bank card.
He's just caught for fucking 150s, not just to put injection in and all.
I mean, it's risky enough going in your mum and dad's bed.
I mean, they're taking liberties, aren't they? Because he's got his own bed. That's another.
To be fair,
point.
Like, his brother were underneath on bed. Look at his brother could have got fucking muck spread, wouldn't it? keep quiet, young man.
What else have we got?
There's that long one, Chris, and I'd like you to read that one.
The drug bust.
You are a good reader.
This is more of a tale, this, more of a story. He's not asking for any advice, but it is a cracker in terms of things going wrong.
Don't get much worse than this. Don't get more unlucky than this, does it?
Hi, lads. Enjoying the Friday Club. I've got a submission that I think you may appreciate. Sounds a little unbelievable, but this is all true. Stick with me. I know it's a little long-winded. A mate of my dad's, Paul, went away on holiday in Spain with his wife. They landed late evening and got to the hotel around 9 p.m. or so. They both like a drink, so they've chucked their bags in the room and headed straight to the bar to get involved in the last few hours of the all-inclusive.
I think that's it.
That's standard anyway, whether you like a drink or not, isn't it? You're on holiday. Bags in, let's check out. Let's go and check out what's going on. He's powered through about 5 beers, followed by 2 bottles of wine before the close of play, and they've headed back up to the room to call it a night.
It's a greedy bastard, isn't he?
Yeah, he's done well.
We're going.
He's done well. Due to the intake of liquid, naturally, he's woken up during the night, needing to use the facilities. Being unfamiliar with his surroundings, he's managed to leave the room and out the fire exit nearby and found himself out to the back of the hotel with the fire door shutting and locking behind him.
Oh, no. Is he naked?
Absolutely. No, Tom.
Oh, no.
Realising the pickle that he's in, he started to walk around the hotel, aiming for the reception or any other door that can get him back in. After walking a few feet, a car pulled over. Two English lads had spotted him and offered him assistance. Nice of them. They wrapped a sarong round him and suggested they drive him round to the hotel entrance. After driving for a few minutes, the blue lights of the Spanish police car popped up behind them and pulled the car over. The police searched the car only to find a boot full of cocaine and heroin.
Oh no.
He's only in a sarong.
I don't think the sarongs are the biggest problems for him at the minute.
Next thing he knows, he's being bent over a police car and the Spanish police have him in cuffs shouting at him. They take Paul and the two lads to the police station, where they find an English translator, and it transpires that these two lads are known drug dealers. After a few hours, Paul manages to convince the cops that he's nothing to do with these two dealers and that it's just a huge misunderstanding. They then agree to drop him back at the hotel. On arriving back at the hotel, now 6 a.m, he spots three police cars and an ambulance. It turns out the police have gone into his hotel and turned over his room, checking for drugs. He asks the cops, "Why is there an ambulance? Is everything okay?" Moments later, his wife is wheeled out in a wheelchair wearing a neck brace.
Have they beat her up?
It turns out the police had knocked on the door of the hotel room and she's got up to answer. She slipped on his piss and broke a collarbone. He spent the next 13 days eating alone and getting short one-word answers out of his mouth. They're now divorced.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dear.
You can just imagine her face, can't you?
As unlucky goes.
That's the first... I haven't read that. That's the first time even that the first time.
What, see, you know, like once you've got in the car and you're driving around for a few minutes, that's where alarm bells are starting, aren't they? I mean, is it with the tech?
Yeah.
Do you think they had good intentions? They were taking him to rights?
Nah.
I think they just thought, we'll have a bit of fun with him.
Yeah.
He's pissed, he's naked, we can have a bit of crack.
Have a bit of crack.
You ever had any incidents abroad with police?
Nah. Clean as a whistle.
I have once. 1830s holiday. So our hotel, and there's like across from it, there's like wasteland, and then there's another hotel over the other side of this wasteland. So there were crates of lager outside this back of this hotel. So we thought, fuck it, we'll nick one, right? So we've gone across this wasteland, and just as we've picked the best guard dog in the world, by the way, just as we've picked the lager up, the dog started.
He knows.
So we've shit his pants, right? Foolishly, we've run back across the wasteland straight into our hotel room, right?
With the crate.
With the crate, right?
Right.
So halfway across the wasteland, there's a big torch come behind us. So basically, this great fella has followed us to our hotel room, and like dickheads, we've just gone in. Right?
So he's banging. You were watching CSI at this point?
No, I didn't know about all that then. So he's banging on the door of this geezer. So we're like, obviously, don't let him in. So he's left. So we thought, we've got away with this. 5 minutes later, luckily, in the meantime, we've discarded this ale. We've just wanged it. Like behind our hotel.
Panic setting,
we've wanged it.
You're like chatting amongst yourselves.
Getting rid of
evidence. He's getting police.
Well, we weren't sure. But anyway, 5 minutes later, there's blue flashing lights outside his room, right? We're on ground floor.
English pigs.
You fucking English bastards. So, says, right, lads, I'll take care of this.
You did?
Yeah. So, I've got up, and I thought, I tell you what, no, I didn't. I tell a lie. Ah, shit me sense.
It's not right. Like it. Reversed.
No, I did.
You've come from you sorting out to adding in wardrobe.
No, I didn't add it wardrobe. I thought, what can I do here, right? So I've got no clothes on, right? So I thought, they're surely not going to cosh me if I'm on toilet, right? So I've gone and sat on the toilet. My mates got up. Open the door, run in straight under the sheets, you know, and they've come in with the big coshers, right? Fucking shit, obviously shouting in Greek, and I'm like, up at, like, the door's ajar, and the coppers walked in and looked, and like I said, he's not going to hit me when I'm sat on the toilet with no clothes on, is he? And luckily it worked, right? They were in there for about half an hour. Obviously, we didn't have a fucking clue what they were saying.
Did they sound like they're asking you questions?
They were shouting questions, yeah. And then again, passports. We had to give them his passports. But his passports took off us.
How long for?
About 3 days. The 1830 rep had to sort it out. So we went to the police station, and the hotelier with the torch were in the police station. So we're like, look, we're really sorry, blah, blah, blah. So it turns out we just had to pay for the ale. We had to pay for the crater lager that we nicked. And then we got his passports back. But yeah, the fucking Greek police had got his passports for 3 days.
It just goes to show the difference between police over there and over here. You can, apparently, I heard the other day, you can safely rob £200 worth of stuff and they can't do anything.
What, in one go?
Yeah, you can, like the... I don't know for whether they're told to. Like, there's obviously safety things with the knives and that, isn't there? But if you've robbed £200 worth from a shop, nothing happens.
What, the security just let you go?
Yeah. Police can't do anything, apparently.
So if you just go in for a meal deal, you might as well.
They'll take it off you, but nothing will happen. You're not getting a cosh when you're arrested.
So it's a win-win situation, I mean. If you want a bit of shoplifting, it's a win-win situation.
Yeah. Well, you might as well do it every week with your big shop, ain't you? Put your tech trolley and all. Put your tech trolley home.
You might self-scan the way around, make sure you're under £200. Oh, did you get to like 198?
Did you put that chewing gum in there without me seeing?
It might be £50. See, we'll have to have a look at it, but there's definitely...
stand up in court. My mate Chris told me it was 200.
There's definitely a stupid thing where they can't do anything. Like, they'll obviously take it off you if you get caught, but they won't call the police. You know, when you think the police have come out
for a crate
blue
lager.
Flashing light job for a crate of lager.
But I'll be honest with you, I've never been as scared as that many times. When they stood over me, I'm on the toilet, totally naked, and there's a cosh in my face.
Brits abroad.
I know.
Get now.
So yeah, we had his passports took off us for 3 days.
Are you ashamed of that now, looking back as an older man, older wiser?
Oh yeah, you do stupid stuff when you're young and abroad, don't you?
I think we do the same tomorrow, if I'm being honest.
Nah, I'm honest, John.
No, there's no way you'd be going over, Nicky.
If there was no
you'd be
shots.
Telling me go and get him.
Go and get them fucking lagers from over here now.
But you'd be sat on lounger.
Just sat on my balcony with my feet up.
There's a dog! One of Rosie's mates said to me the other day, she said, hey, I read one of Gilly Cooper's books, Tackle. She said, you got to end, because she always looks who the advisories are. Mr. John Parkin.
Not me.
Gilly Cooper's erotic novel.
Can you remember that? We were doing this when that happened, weren't we? Because I knew that. Did you go at the is it a premiere?
No, I didn't go. I got invited to premiere.
For the book?
For the book, yeah.
So she's wrote, and was the novel about you, erotic novel? We like a character or?
We've never talked about this, have we?
So, Gilly Cooper obviously lives near Forest Green.
She's massive, best-selling author in...
By the way, back in the day, she was fucking fit. Oh, aye.
Up there were... Who was it, Mirren? Mirren.
Anyway, so... She started coming to Summit Games and she was doing this novel. Like, you know, The Riders. Gilly Cooper's Riders, which is probably the most successful one, isn't it? Yeah. But she was doing like a football book. So she invited me around to her house. You know,
what's her house like?
Big, stately thing. You know, like really old. You know, like old antiques. And like there were two, she got two big greyhounds and one of them were like lied on us.
Did you take a corned beef hash round?
No, she fed us. A PA fetched us some tuna and cucumber sandwiches, and they were like in triangles.
Yeah.
So basically, I went and just went for about 3 or 4 hours and just told her about football and some of my stories and whatever. So I don't know if some of my stories might be in that book.
Had you heard of her before this?
Gilly Cooper? Sure, she's...
I've never, heard of her. I'm not into my books. Huh? Had you? I'll tell you have.
Yeah.
Oh, she's big. She's been big for years. So yeah, so I got invited round to her house and then that's when I become friends with her. I got invited to a summer party once. That was very surreal.
Did you go?
Fucking right I did. It was free.
Free ale?
Oh, aye. Free snack. We're like a proper do. Like with catering staff in, fetching it, serving you a free course meal. Remember, so I'm stood there talking to Gilly Cooper and she speaks posh. She went, Richard. So Richard fucking Madeley comes over. This is John, Richard. John, this is John, who plays football for Forest Green. Hiya, mate, you all right? Yeah. shook Madeley's hand. So I went, hey, what, mate, you all right? She said, oh, what's it like, football? So I was talking, and he went, oh, yeah, the wife's not here. I says, oh, no, it's not. I said, we're in television, you know. I went, no fucking shit, Sherlock. I've been watching you for the last fucking 10 years on a morning. And I've seen your wife's tit, and it fucking drops out. I'm not sure how he took that. But I thought, I've only a million chance in it.
You actually said it?
Yeah, there's a million chance in it. So now I've seen Judy in it.
Yeah.
And I've seen Judy's tit. It, but honestly, there were fucking lords there. John Majewski, well, he had his lord in here, or sir or something.
Has he got on the dance floor and that?
There weren't a dance floor. There were a band playing and that in the background, but it weren't one of them sort of dudes.
Sorry, just and like, what's conversation? Who else are you talking to? Like?
So on my table was Huey Morrison, the racehorse trainer, his wife. I can't really remember who else were on it, but yeah, it was fucking surreal. And to be fair, we were last away from the park. We ended up in her house.
Like,
Locking at Jilly locking Cooper's.
Locking at Jilly's.
Yeah. All staff, all family came round and that then, and for tea, and basically just couldn't fucking get rid of us. So I was quite silly. But when he said that, oh yeah, we're in television. Fucking hell, I know you are, you dick.
You dick.
You know what I mean?
Poor Rich.
He must be used to people like acknowledging the fact that he's in telly. You know, when he first meets somebody, he must be used to people asking questions.
Hey, Rich, I like this morning.
Yeah.
Well, no, I didn't.
And because you haven't, he's
felt the need to tell
me. He will know who
I am. Although, I bet you, if there are maybe lords and ladies and what, maybe they might not be aware that he's on telly. They're not.
Sure, well, everybody knows mainly, don't they?
Yeah.
But maybe. Yeah, it just when he went, yeah, oh, we're in television. I'm like, fuck off, Richard. Dick. But yeah, so that book's, yeah, so I don't, if some of my stories might be in it, I've not read it myself.
Just have a check. I'm going to have a read. Oh, live show this weekend.
Live shows.
Plural.
Carlisle Saturday.
Glasgow Sunday.
The one and only Paddy Kenny.
There's still a couple of tickets left, I think, for Glasgow. If you fancy coming down, Paddy Kenny. It's going to be a good one Sunday night.
I think there's still a couple of tickets left for Carlisle as well, if I'm honest.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
All right. Well, what a man. Definitely get him.
Just want plenty of Warnock stuff.
Yeah, and yeah. The impression.
It's been a while Dublin,
Paddy!
I think.
Paddy!
Yeah, well, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Everybody, once again, Friday Club Review, if you fancy sending us an email, it's...
God bless Rover. Can't believe the poor bugger.
Tim Sherwood. Oh, yeah. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Rover. By the way, we've even looked over the fact that he's rubbed his face in her shit and all. he's rubbed poor dog's face in her shit.
Blaming the dog wasn't enough. He had to...
Yeah.
He could have just sat it on, couldn't he?
Cover him in
he's
it.
Done.
Cover the poor bugger in it.
Friday Club at underthecosh.co.uk. We'd love to get your correspondence. Tim Sherwood out Monday. Any more?
I'm getting a bath.
Bedtime. I'm the bath.
Oh, why?
It's a nice bath. It's a standalone, isn't it? From what?
That one night.
Get yourself
anyway.
Comfy.
Just...
Did that flood one time? Remember? Overflowed.
No, our other one. When I was selling my house.
Yeah.
I'll put tap on, to clean bathroom out and that, and I left 4 hours. I left it
upstairs.
I got some luck coming to look at house next day.
Yeah, I remember.
Fucked.
Just don't cancel fucked. The appointment.
Oh, aye, yeah. I had to cancel the appointment for about 3 weeks till fucking house dried out.